Camelot. Camelot. Camelot.
It's only a model.
Shh. Knights, I bid you welcome to your new home. Let us ride to Camelot.
We're knights of the round table. We dance where we're able. We do routine to call the scene to bookwork impeccable. We dine well here in Camelot. We eat ham and jam and spam a lot. We're knights of the round table. Our shows are more. Many times we give and rhyme that are quite unsingable. We're rock and mad in Camelot, we sing from the dire Camelot. Oh, we're tough and able, quite indefatigable.
I have to push the pram a lot.
Well, on second thought, let's not go to Camelot.
Ma'am, sorry.
It is a silly place.
What knight lives in that castle over there?
I'm 37.
What?
I'm 37. I'm not old.
Well, I can't just call you man.
You could say Dennis.
I didn't know you were called Dennis.
Well, you didn't bother to find out, did you?
I did say sorry about the old woman, but from behind you looked...
What I object to is you automatically treat me like an inferior.
Well, I am king.
Oh, king, eh? Very nice.
And how'd you get that, eh?
By exploiting the workers. By hanging on to outdated imperialist dogma, which perpetuates the economic and social differences in our society. If there's ever going to be any progress...
Dennis, there's some lovely filth down here. Oh, how'd you do?
How do you do, good lady? I'm Arthur, King of the Britons. Whose castle is that?
King of the who?
The Britons.
Who are the Britons?
Well, we all are. We are all Britons. And I am your king.
I didn't know we had a king. I thought we were an autonomous collective.
You're fooling yourself. We're living in a dictatorship. A self-perpetuating autocracy in which the working classes...
Oh, there you go, bringing class into it again.
Well, that's what it's all about. If only people would...
Please, please, good people. I am in haste. Who lives in that castle?
No one lives there.
Then who is your lord?
We don't have a lord.
What?
I told you, we're an anarcho-syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Order? Who does he think he is?
I'm your king.
Well, I didn't vote for you.
You don't vote for kings.
Well, how'd you become king, then?
The Lady of the Lake, her arm clad in the purest shimmering samite, held aloft Excalibur from the bosom of the water, signifying by divine providence that I, Arthur, was to carry Excalibur. That is why I'm your king.
Listen, strange women lying in ponds distributing swords is no basis for a system of government. Supreme executive power derives from a mandate from the masses, not from some farcical aquatic ceremony.
Be quiet!
Oh, but you can't expect to wield supreme executive power just because some watery tart threw a sword at you.
Shut up!
Oh, but if I went round saying I was an emperor just because some moistened bint had lobbed a scimitar at me, they'd put me away.
Shut up! Will you shut up?
Ah, now we see the violence inherent in the system.
Shut up!
Oh, come and see the violence inherent in the system! Help! Help! I'm being repressed!
Bloody peasant!
Oh, what a giveaway. Did you hear that? Did you hear that, eh? That's what I'm on about. Did you see him repressing me? You saw it, didn't you?
Survive the turbo! I rise from King, survive the turbo, and the Knights of the Round Table!
that ant that stood up to me.
Yeah, but we can forget about him.
Yeah, it was just one ant.
Ooh.
One ant.
Yeah, you're right. It's just one ant.
Yeah, boss. They're puny.
Hmm, puny? Say, let's pretend this brain is a puny little ant.
Did that hurt?
Nope.
Well, how about this one?
Are you kidding?
Well, how about this? You let one ant stand up to us, then they all might stand up. Those puny little ants outnumber us 100 to 1. And if they ever figure that out, there goes our way of life. It's not about food. It's about keeping those ants in line. That's why we're going back.
Does anybody else want to stay?
gathered in their masses, just like witches at black masses. Evil minds that plot destruction, sorcerer of death construction. In the fields of bodies burning, as the war machine keeps turning. Death and hatred to mankind, poisoning their brainwashed minds. Oh, Lord, yeah. Darkness world stops turning, ashes where the body's burning. No more war pigs have the power, and as God has struck the hour, day of judgment God is calling. On the knees the war pigs crawling, begging mercies for the sins. Satan laughing spreads his wings. Oh, Lord, yeah. We'll be right back.
table.
Hello, everybody. You're listening to the Knights of the Round Table at www.shazizradio.com and peopleforpeople.ning.com. So, I'm just asking all kinds of questions, I guess. Good or evil? Who's on whose side? Can anything or anyone be trusted? Oh, I don't know, man. Folks, I'm just so tired. I'm just ready to throw in the towel and just say the heck with it. It's just, it's too much. It's too much. Too many distractions. Broken down equipment. Just too much going on. Yeah, it's a pretty dark intro coming in there. Three Black Sabbath songs. The song Black Sabbath, Heaven and Hell by Black Sabbath, and War Pigs by Black Sabbath. It's like, this world has become so incredibly dark. And we're in a spiritual battle of biblical proportions. What's up seems to be down now is what was right, is what was wrong is now right, and what was good is now evil. I just don't, I don't know what to do, man. The Knights of the Round Table may very well be coming to a close, the end of the road. I just don't know if I got what it takes to keep going anymore. So, as far as programming wise here on Shaziz Radio, probably going to hold in there for a little bit longer on the Knights of the Round Table on Sundays, maybe. Maybe a little bit more of the Mad Science, and just take it from that. A couple of the shows are probably going by the wayside. But it's all winding down. As the world outside has just gone too doggone nutty. They're talking about going around door to door giving people vaccines now. That ain't going to go over well. It's definitely not going to go over well here. I don't know who the good guys are anymore, and I don't know who the bad guys are anymore. You don't know who you can trust and who you can't trust. Between the lies and the propaganda, you can do tons and tons of research, and you'll find you can find one rabbit hole after another. There's so many rabbit holes, it's just mind-blowing. This matrix is just it's big and it's twisted. And truthfully, I don't even know who's listening anymore. I don't know if the word's even getting past the wall. Spent a lot of time having these servers come under attack. Spent a lot of time getting trolled and arguing with people over stupid stuff. Those folks out there that believe anything that the mainstream media tells them. They'll even go roll up their sleeve just because they believe. They believe. And all the signs point to something bad. You know, you got this bioweapon that they're calling a vaccine, and people are willingly accepting it. They're moving us into a digital currency. They're trying to move us into a one-world government. All these things we talked about for years that nobody believed and nobody listened. We were conspiracy nuts. We were telling people about this stuff, trying to warn them ahead of time. See, just to see who would wake up. Huh. Oh, I'm sorry, I got distracted. I was reading a I was reading a post out there. There's I put a message out. Is anyone out there? To see who would respond, because I'm kind of wondering what's going on, man. You realize how many years I've been doing this radio show? My YouTube channel. Trying to help people out. Starting to wonder, was it all pointless? Was it all a waste of time? Somebody sent this into the chat room and didn't know whether it was true or not, but I'm going to play this right here. It's curious. It's curious because I can't tell who's the good guys and who's the bad guys anymore. There's so much going on. I'm going to play this right here.
Headline we see is Military Convicts William Barr. And this is by Michael Baxter. Written today, June 27th. On June 21st, the Office of Military Commissions convicted former Attorney General William Barr on charges of treason, buttressing Donald J. Trump's assertion that deep state operatives has infiltrated nearly every crevice of his administration. Upon learning of Barr's fate, Trump reportedly told his inner circle, quote, justice was served, end quote, and that deep staters masquerading as Republicans are not impervious to military justice. Mail Raw News can now report that Barr was taken into custody on May 21st when U.S. Marines operating under the guidance of the Insurrection Act arrested the traitor at his McLean, Virginia home. He was promptly taken to Guantanamo Bay, where he lived in a 5x9 cell while awaiting his tribunal date. On Tuesday, Barr had his day in court. In an opening statement, he said that he had been fiercely loyal to Donald Trump prior to his ousting. He said he had helped craft many of the indictments on which the military was now acting under the belief that Trump was interested in draining the swamp. But in November, Barr had an epiphany. He told the tribunal that Trump had instructed him to author indictments on persons who had no ties to the political arena, and that it was his option that Trump's indictments were designed to settle personal scores and vendettas, not to restore political integrity. Quote, President Trump subverted my trust and judicial authority when he showed me a list of people to be indicted. I was shocked. I asked him why this or that person was being indicted, and he told me because they're criminals, Bill. When I asked for proof, he told me, don't worry, Bill, we'll find the proof. I refused to participate any further in his witch hunt, and that's why I tendered my resignation.
Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year. It's amazing because Discover's
really?
Accepted
I don't care about no doggone Discover card.
Learn more at discover.com/yes. 2021 Nielsen Report. Limitations apply.
On the 23rd of December, Barr addressed the tribunal. Now let me interject something here. Prior to all of this, everybody was saying that the deep state is eventually going to pay the Barr bill. Well, it's very advantageous as a deep stater to be in a position of trust within the administration that you're trying to subvert. Continuing with the article, it says, his explanation didn't seem to impress Rear Admiral Darcy E. Crandall, who had successfully prosecuted the military's case against John Podesta. Quote, an interesting, largely fictional telling of what happened. Let's be honest with each other here, Mr. Barr. You were given an opportunity to resign, to save face. Not that it mattered, because unbeknownst to you, you were already under scrutiny. If you had moral and ethical issues with the indictments back in April, May, June, July, August, September, October, and November, why would you wait until December 23rd to resign? That doesn't make much sense, Rear Admiral Crandall said. Barr countered that he wanted to give Trump every chance to realize he had taken a precipitous turn toward the dark side and to return to the light. Quote, I tried to help him, end quote, Barr said. Quote, the truth is exactly the opposite, isn't it, Mr. Barr? Trump kept you around because he keeps his friends close and his enemies closer, and he gave you every opportunity to amend your mistakes. Then you stabbed him in the back by denying election fraud and supporting a fraudulent president. And certainly you understand that bribery, especially for an appointed official, is akin to treason, Rear Admiral Crandall said. He showed the panel incontrovertible proof of Barr's criminal malfeasance. Financial documents proving the Barrs, William and Christine, had received $7 million donations deposited into a 501(c) titled Conservative Truth Initiative. The depositor, a Chinese national with indisputable ties to the DNC, spread the funds across several bank accounts. The deposits had hit Barr's accounts on 2nd December, one day after Barr excoriated Trump on national television. I submit to you, Rear Admiral Crandall told the three-officer tribunal, that William Barr did knowingly collaborate with the enemy to undermine and delegitimize the democratically elected President of the United States, Donald John Trump, and in doing so, betrayed his oath to the U.S. Constitution. Simply put, treason. Quote, what I did was take action to protect the United States. If I had to, I'd do it again. I'd do it five times over, end quote, Barr said. 15 minutes later, the panel found Barr guilty of treason, seditious conspiracy, advocating overthrow of government, recruiting the service against the United States.
Hey, U.S. homeowners, if you owe less than $356,000,
yes, stupid commercials, to serve against the United States, and decreed that he be executed for his crimes in accordance with United States Code Title 18 and provisions specified in the Insurrection Act of 1807. Rear Admiral Darce has scheduled Barr's hanging for August 2nd. And believe it or not, this article only got visited 8 times. I'm going to leave a link in the description for this excellent website here. Obviously, they are being shadow banned. Here is another one. Military tribunal convicts Bill Clinton. Let's go to that one. Okay. William by Michael Baxter, June 24th, 2021. Let's see if this loads. The Office of Military Commissions on Tuesday convicted former President William Jefferson Clinton on charges of treason and child trafficking, but sentenced him to life in prison instead of death after he threw himself on the mercy of the court in a tearful collapse. Oh, my fucking heart bleeds for you, you bastard.
All right. That figures. That's another way this world done gone in the heck of the handbasket, man. Oh, well, I guess it doesn't matter anymore. But either way, you know, how are you supposed to believe anything anymore? You know, there's so much trash out here on the internet. Even the ones trying to deliver what they claim to be the truth ends up delivering the trash. Well, I never see that one there coming, but either way, Apologize for that. Alright, so that's gone. Now I guess we could go to this one right here. X-22 Report. You ever listen to this guy right here? He talks about all kinds of stuff. So I'm trying to figure out which one of these are the psychological operations. You know, is there really a president today in the United States? Or are we watching a clown show? You know, a big old play? That kind of thing. Listen to some of this right here.
Had a small percentage of people, say 15-20% or so, that went ahead and changed everything, the rest of the population would have no idea what was going on. And I'm not saying it's going to be 100%. We're going to have the majority of the people seeing it all, asking questions, seeing the truth, referring to the facts. And as people do this, the people then look for the truth teller. The people look for that person that's been telling them the truth the entire time. Why do you think Trump put out nuggets along the way? Why do you think he just threw out hydroxychloroquine? Yes, there's other agendas associated with it. But why do you think he mentioned all these different things about Biden, about Hunter's laptop, about the border, about hydroxychloroquine, Russian collusion, you name it? Because as we move forward and as these truths emerge, people say, whoa, he was right. Oh, he was right again. And then people look for that person that has been telling them the truth. Remember, the truth is not like propaganda. The truth takes a while. The truth takes facts. And sometimes it's hidden. Sometimes you have to search for it. Sometimes you have to bring it from the darkness out into the light so people can see it. But once it's there, all the propaganda and everything else that the deep state, the fake news, the big tech companies throw out there, that falls apart. And that's what we're witnessing right now. This is the Great Awakening. It's not about just a couple of people that are waking up. It's not just about, oh, it's just the Q followers that are just waking up. Oh, it's just these Trump supporters that are waking up. No, it's a Great Awakening. Yes, you might understand what's going on. You might be doing a lot of research. You might realize that, yes, I know. But remember, it's not about just you doing the research. It's about the country. It's about waking people up to what we forgot. That's what this is about. And yes, sometimes it takes a little while. Yes, sometimes you need to sit patiently and, hey, watch the show. Yes, forget about expectations. We know in the end that this will all work out. Actually, Trump has said this many times, even when he was younger. It just so happens that things seem to work out. Yes, this will work out, not just because it's by luck. It's because they planned it along the way. Just like Andrew Jackson when he was running in the next election. He knew they was cheating. He knew what was going on. And he formed a strategy. Did it happen in a day? Did it happen in 2 days? No. It took years. But in the end, he was president. The same thing's going to happen now. You're watching it in real time. When you go back in time and you tell your children tell their children, it's not going to seem like, oh, that was a long time. It's going to seem like, wow, all of this happened? That's amazing. Think about the stories that you hear about the revolution. Think about how many years passed. I mean, remember, General Flynn right in the beginning said, George Washington told his troops, give me 30 days. Was it really 30 days? No, it was much, much longer than that. But when you go back in time and you tell the stories, it seems like a very short period of time. Remember, you're going through it in real time right now. And yes, it might seem like it's taking forever, but in reality, it really isn't. In reality, the plan is working exactly the way it needs to work. Think about all the information that is being dripped out now. Think about everything that everyone is learning. Now remember, with Hunter Biden and the laptop from hell, we know that Giuliani and Trump, they put it out there, and they put it out there on purpose. They wanted people to see certain information. Remember, the other information, there's an investigation going on, so there's going to be a lot that's not going to be released to the public. But the information that is coming out does paint a picture. Now, we know on Hunter Biden's laptop, there's a lot of pictures. We know that he's been dealing with prostitutes, and there are text messages on the laptop that show that he wanted to unionize the prostitutes. He made a suggestion. He had a conversation with the Los Angeles Chateau Marmont. And in those texts, it said that, listen, those people in prostitution, they need to get together, they need to unionize. And they had a conversation about it. Here's some of the conversation. He said, you organize without even organizing in any traditional way, Biden said. If you want to advertise legally, you go through the unions of which you're a member. Your dues are the fees that you pay for advertising. Whomever does this first will be running the largest union in the country. The Chateau Marmont employee responded by saying, haha, that's actually pretty genius. Yes. See, as this information is put out there, people are now painting a picture of Hunter Biden. He has a drug problem. He had interaction with hookers. There are other pictures with him with other individuals. We know that he had business dealings out in Ukraine, in China. We know that Joe Biden was involved with it. There are now photos that are coming forward. And then we come to learn that the Biden Center, they received $54 million from China after the launch of his presidential bid. Now that is very interesting. So what did Joe Biden just do? He announced that Amy Gutmann as his pick to serve as German ambassador. Gutmann is currently the president of the University of Pennsylvania, UPenn. But the nomination was brought renewed attention to the relationship between UPenn's Biden Center and Chinese cash. Between 2013 and last year, UPenn allegedly received tens of millions in undisclosed donations from Communist China. Now, this is according to the National Legal and Policy Center, a conservative-leaning public ethics group. And the dollar totals dramatically increased after the school opened its Biden Center for Diplomacy and Global Engagement. Since 2017 alone, when the Biden Center opened and after Joe Biden announced he was running for president in April 2018, the university received $70 million from China, of which $22 million were listed as anonymous. And the complaint charges that in 2017, out of a total of $7.7 million donation from China, $500,000 came from anonymous donors. After Biden launched his campaign in 2018, the total jumped to $27.1 million, with anonymous donors giving $15.8 million. And in 2019, Chinese donors gave a whopping $26.9 million to the center, $6 million anonymously. And we can see that China, Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, they're all in this together. Remember that post, what it said? What happens if we audit the politician, the family members, the businesses? What happens if we audit all of this? I do believe that this is going to become law, just like voter ID. And once it does, and once we have the right people in government to push the proper laws, because Trump does like the rule of law, these individuals are going to be in a lot of trouble. And I think we're headed in that direction. Now, what's very interesting is that there's new emails from Hunter Biden that reveal half his salary went to Joe Biden's bills, despite Joe claiming he never benefited from his son's business. Now, we've seen pictures of Joe Biden with some of Hunter's business dealings. Now we have emails showing that half of his salary went to pay Vice President Biden's bills. So emails from 2010 between Hunter and his business partner at the Rosemont Seneca, Eric Sherwin, discussed how much they needed to spend under the subject JRB bills, which match Joe Biden's initials, including $190 a month AT&T bill and thousands of dollars of his father's lakefront property in Delaware. In 2019, Hunter brings up the past payments in a text to his daughter Naomi. I hope you all can do what I did and pay for everything for this entire family for 30 years. It's really hard, but don't worry, unlike Pop, Joe Biden, I wouldn't make you give me half your salary. That's very interesting. Is Joe Biden the godfather? It's starting to seem that way. Now, like we've known for a very long time, China has infiltrated the U.S. from within. And it's not just China, it's the Invisible Enemy and many other individuals. But what we're seeing right now is that the CCP, they bought media influence by paying millions to U.S. Daily magazine. So China's propaganda outlet, China Daily, paid millions to prominent U.S. newspapers and magazines in the last 6 months to buy media influence in independent analysis reporting citing documents filed with the U.S. Justice Department. According to the disclosure made by the Justice Department, the state-run English-language newspaper China Daily paid several hundred thousand dollars to prominent American publications like Time Magazine, Foreign Policy Magazine, in a span of 6 months. And we've come to learn that these type of magazines have been receiving quite a bit from China. We also have come to learn that the Washington Post has received $4.6 million and nearly $6 million to the Wall Street Journal.
All right, so the whole entire world is corrupt, and I don't know who to believe in what anymore. Trust the plan? I don't trust anything, man. I'm so freaking exhausted. I'm just tired. You know, the world's full of foul-mouthed heathens. Everyone's all in their own little bubble, freaking out over everything under the sun. I'm just exhausted. I just want to go lay down, go to sleep. It's just driving me insane. I think I need a break. I don't know what to do anymore, folks. You know, I feel like we got every answer necessary to fix every problem in the world, but I don't feel like we got enough people in this world that want to do it. So I don't know. Guess it is what it is.
Choose love. shining, and I choose to feel the whole world crying, and I choose to feel one voice rising, and I choose to feel us all united in the strength that we can rise above. I choose love. I choose love.
are not hidden. There's never been a moment you were forgotten. You are not hopeless. Though you have been broken, your innocence stolen. I hear you whisper underneath your breath. I hear your SOS, your SOS. I will send out an army to find you in the middle of the darkest night. It's true. There is no distance that cannot be covered over and over. You're not defenseless. I'll be your shelter, I'll be your armor. I hear you whisper underneath your.
I will send.
Spirit, lead me where my trust is without borders. Let me walk upon the waters wherever you would call me. Take me deeper than my feet could ever wander, and my faith would be made stronger in the presence of my Savior.
All right, well, everybody, you've been listening to the Knights of the Round Table. I'm gonna step away and try to get my breath. This whole entire scenario done took its toll. I'm literally exhausted, so as soon as I get my second wind, I'll come back and hang out with y'all. Peace and love, everybody. Take care.
In constant sorrow all through his days, I am a man of constant sorrow. I've seen trouble all my days. I bid farewell to old Kentucky, the place where I
just one ant.
Ooh,
one ant.
Yeah, you're right. It's just one ant.
Yeah, boys. They're puny.
Puny? Say, let's pretend this grain is a puny little ant.
Didn't that hurt?
Nope.
Well, how about this one?
Are you kidding?
Well, how about this?
You let one ant stand up to us, then they all might stand up.
Those puny little ants outnumber us 100 to 1. And if they ever figure that out, there goes our way of life.
It's not about food. It's about keeping those ants in line. That's why we're going back.
Does anybody else want to stay?
Old woman!
Man!
Ma'am, sorry. What knight lives in that castle over there?
I'm 37.
What?
I'm 37. I'm not old.
Well, I can't just call you man.
You could say Dennis.
I didn't know you were called Dennis.
Well, you didn't bother to find out, did you?
I did say sorry about the old woman, but from behind you looked...
What I object to is you automatically treat me like an inferior.
Well, I am king.
Oh, king, eh? Very nice. And how'd you get that, eh? By exploiting the workers. By hanging on to outdated imperialist dogma which perpetuates the economic and social differences in our society. If there's ever going to be any progress...
Dennis, there's some lovely filth down here. Oh, how'd you do?
How do you do, good lady? I'm Arthur, King of the Britons. Whose castle is that?
King of the who?
The Britons.
Who are the Britons?
Well, we all are. We are all Britons. And I am your king.
I didn't know we had a king. I thought we were an autonomous collective.
You're fooling yourself. We're living in a dictatorship. A self-perpetuating autocracy in which the working classes...
Oh, there you go, bringing class into it again.
Well, that's what it's all about. If only people would...
Please, please, good people. I am in haste. Who lives in that castle?
No one lives there.
Then who is your lord?
We don't have a lord.
What?
I told you, we're an anarcho-syndicalist commune. We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet. I order you to be quiet.
Order? Who does he think he is?
I'm your king.
Well, I didn't vote for you.
You don't vote for kings.
Well, how'd you become king, then?
The Lady of the Lake, her arm clad in the purest shimmering samite, held aloft Excalibur from the bosom of the water, signifying by divine providence that I, Arthur, was to carry Excalibur. That is why I'm your king.
Listen, strange women lying in ponds distributing swords is no basis for a system of government. Supreme executive power derives from a mandate from the masses, not from some farcical aquatic ceremony.
Be quiet!
Oh, but you can't expect to wield supreme executive power just because some watery tart threw a sword at you.
Shut up!
Oh, but if I went round saying I was an emperor just because some moistened bint had lobbed a scimitar at me, they'd put me away.
Shut up! Will you shut up?
Ah, now we see the violence inherent in the system.
Shut up!
Oh. Come and see the violence inherent in the system! Help! Help! I'm being repressed!
Bloody peasant!
Oh, what a giveaway! Did you hear that? Did you hear that, eh? That's what I'm on about. Did you see him repressing me? You saw it, didn't you?
Camelot. Camelot. Camelot.
It's only a model.
Shh. Knights, I bid you welcome to your new home. Let us ride to Camelot!
We're knights of the round table, we dance where we're able. We do routines to call the scenes, to put work in bed cable. We dine well here in Camelot, we eat ham and jam and spam a lot. We're knights of the round table, our shows are more, we're able. The many times we give and rhyme that are quite unsingable. We're off so mad in Camelot, we sing from the dire Camelot.
I have to push the pram a lot.
No, on second thoughts, let's not go to Camelot. It is a silly place.
Right.
Ho, ho, ho! King Shazir's the Turbo! King Shazir's the Turbo and the Knights of the Round Table!